the real deal.
What's good, what's good, what's good? It's your boy B Barnes. This is the Gentleman's Guide Podcast, where we seek to unpack manhood one day at a time. Yeah, man, we ain't recording in a while. We took a little hiatus, you know, life, things happen.
Yeah.
You know, big news, if in case y'all haven't found out yet, my boy Massetti is, he gonna be a dad, man. Congrats to Massetti, the Heaths, Mariah. put out a video. I know y'all put out the reveal.
Mm-hmm.
You having a boy, man.
Yes, sir. Boy dad, bro.
How'd that feel, man? How's it feel? What did you expect?
I always wanted a little shorty.
Yeah.
I always wanted a little shorty. But I didn't want to neglect, you know, possibility of having a girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to try to be biased, but I did want a little shorty, bro. I wanted a little me.
I don't think a bias is wrong. At the end of the day, obviously, you want a healthy child. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I feel like every woman and every man, at least a little bit,
want what?
It's cool to think about the possibility. If you want kids, it's cool to think about the possibility of having a mini version of yourself.
Absolutely.
And you could call it, you know what I'm saying, what's the right word? You know, is it sort of like an ego thing?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not denying any of this stuff.
Keep you know? Mariah in your prayers, though. Keep her in your prayers, B.
Hey, it's going to be.
Hey, two versions of me.
But I could see her being a really good boy mom, though. You know what I'm saying?
I think she'll be dope, bro.
Yeah.
I think she'll be dope.
Yeah.
I know she'll be dope. Yeah.
Facts. A few topics we're going to be talking about today, y'all, is it's one thing that Seti brought up to my attention. Because, you know, if you live in the Raleigh-Durham area, if you are, I would say, at least born in 1990, you know, in the millennial generation or before, that means you're grown right now.
Yeah.
Which also means you got different preferences in terms of what you're looking for long term, where you live, where your family, where you raise your family. And, you know, well, if you didn't know, Raleigh for the last, I want to say at least 10 years has been on the top 10 list for, you know, top places to start a business, mm-hmm. top places to raise a family, mm-hmm. et cetera. So just real quick, bring up what you were talking about.
Yeah. So I recently saw a post by somebody, someone that had moved here to Raleigh,
uh-huh.
And their review was Raleigh is bland and boring. I don't see how Raleigh makes the top 10 best places to live. People here are funny, acting, job market is only good for IT and biomedical. Cost of living is rising. If you don't make 80,000 plus single, 160 plus as a family, it's hard. You better get a side job.
Uh-huh.
Things like there isn't much to do outside of bars and restaurants on Glenwood South and North Hills. Outside of those areas, Raleigh is bland and suburbia. Raleigh is not a city. There's no aquarium, zoo, theme park, or decent museums. People act the same. It's very clicky. Dressed the same. Raleigh's full of basic bros and gals.
Jesus Christ.
no individual character. What else is said? If you want to live in a true city life, this is not the place for you. Move to Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, Austin, or Miami for a true southern city with lots of things to do besides bars and restaurants. There was a lot more in that, but I just summed it up in a brief.
Jesus Christ. Look, this is one of them dumb examples of, I feel like, so I got a my brother-in-law, he tells me the story of back when he was back in college.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna bring it home. When he was back in college, and we know Lauryn Hill's Miseducation,
mm-hmm.
one of the best albums ever released, mm-hmm. right? Classic, instant classic. We know it got all the Grammys, et cetera, et cetera. He hates this album. You know why?
Why?
Because he said at the time when this album was popping, his girl broke up with him. So it puts a bad memory in his mind because that's all that he heard.
I can understand that.
So he acknowledges that, okay, it's a huge album.
Yeah.
Grammy Award winning,
uh-huh.
groundbreaking, female MC, you know, did all the things, right?
Right.
But personally, it's a horrible memory because his girl broke up with him at this time,
yeah.
right? So this, to me, this sounds like, you know, Riley sucks. Well, it was like, bro, who hurt you, bro? Like, who hurt you? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you have a bad taste in your mouth because of something that happened?
Yeah.
Because all the things that this person mentioned, it's like, bro, that's why people love Riley. You know what I'm saying?
And so let's dive into it. You know, Riley is overrated. Basically, is what they're saying. Riley is overrated.
Because people be like, they were like, oh, I'm moving to Atlanta.
I'm moving,
bro. It's this. This is my opinion. It's the same everywhere you go. It's going to be a Target. It's going to be a Walmart. It's going to be a mall. It's going to be Amazon. It's going to be bars. It's going to be restaurants. It's going to be clubs.
There's a reason why so many organizations are moving to Raleigh. Not just people, organizations.
Yeah.
Google,
Apple,
Nike, Apple, Amazon.
Yeah.
And there's reason why, you know, Biopharm has been booming for the last 30 years in Raleigh.
Biopharm and clinical research.
Clinical research. Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So this review, I can agree with the no aquariums, the no zoos.
Here's the thing. We're a couple hours from all of that. We're a couple hours from the beach. We're a couple hours from the aquarium. We're a couple hours from the nearest, whether you want to go to Charlotte, to Carowin, to
it's Carowinds.
Carowinds, or go to Virginia, to Busch Gardens, or what's the other joint in Virginia? Right across the line. I can't think of it now.
Oh, you talking about I know you're talking about
not Six Flags. It's the other one. I can't think of it.
Yeah.
But y'all know. Put it in the comments, whoever watching, put it in the comments. But yeah, go ahead, bro.
But that's part of the reason why so many people love Raleigh.
Right. Right.
Because I mean, we don't have a major sports team. We have hockey. Okay.
I mean, a major sport.
Major sports team. We don't have
categorized football, basketball.
Basketball, yeah. You know, we have.
College.
We have colleges. Yeah. You know, everybody, you got NC State, ECU, Duke, UNC. Those are just the major four.
And I hate to cut you off.
Yeah.
The thing is, based on that review, I feel like that person's not
They're not from here.
Because college reigns supreme in the Raleigh-Durham area. Versus if you go up north, or different regions of the country, it's going to be Philly, New York. These are pro sport. Boston. These are pro sports towns.
And then you get back into let's name
Kings
Dominion.
Kings Dominion. Kings Dominion. Appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate that, Q.
Yeah.
Q. Matter of fact, join on. Hop in, bro.
Yeah.
Somebody, y'all, hop in on the live, man.
Send a request, man.
I just named the four majors, but we're not even gonna forget about the HBCUs in Raleigh, Shaw, St. Aug.
Yep.
Central.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Fayetteville State.
Yep.
Then you got Johnson C. Smith right there in Charlotte.
Yeah. Then you got Elizabeth City.
Out west. So. Yeah. Raleigh is the central
location. Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem.
Ain't gonna forget Winston.
Let's not forget Winston-Salem.
A&T.
You know, we're not forgetting y'all. So when you talk about just being a part, being in Raleigh, you got so many things to choose from as far as higher education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like this person is I think you stated before, is a very young individual.
Yeah.
When you start talking about people are moving here to settle down and raise families,
that's why
they're moving here because of those things, and not to mention the school systems, and I know teachers in the area, I know they're going to support, you know, they're going to do everything they can to put their best foot. I have a lot of teacher friends, and so for them to be in the school system, you know, Chelsea, Dominique Teasley, you know, being a principal, mm-hmm. you know, Erica, being
shout out to the teachers, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to them.
Y'all make it go.
You know, so for them to, you know, for me to know them personally and what they're doing to really
impact
these kids, I know they put their blood, sweat, and tears into this. You mm-hmm. know, their love and affection.
Yep.
So that takes place. That takes precedent when you're thinking about raising a family and kids because of the education system.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this person is just really just like looking for something to critique. Everybody wants something to say. Everybody wants to. I can't make them their feelings are valid to them.
Yeah, it to me it's just weird. It's like I said, going back to the whole Lauryn Hill situation. It's like, man, all I heard was Lauryn Hill during this time of my life. It's like you got to think about the point in time this person is in their life. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe they're not at that point yet where you know the reasons why people settle down. This person ain't ready
to settle down.
You know, so it's like
even if you're not ready to settle down for this right here,
it's still
outlandish to me because for one, you really have, Raleigh has a lot to, and I'm not saying that because I'm being biased. I'm really saying that it has so much to offer.
Yeah.
If you're not even ready to settle down,
yeah,
you can start a career here. You can, mm-hmm. if you want the downtown feel, there are so many sky rises right there.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
North Hills, you know, even coming back towards, you know, Triangle Town Center, they're building that up.
Yep.
And right here, it's so much to offer, man. So I don't really necessarily know what they were looking for.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, I love my city, man. And that's just not me being, that's really not me being biased. It's really a lot for you to do, no matter what you're into, no matter what you like.
Yeah.
And that's what you want in a city.
Yeah.
No matter where you're
where you at, go.
Yeah. Where you go.
It's like every, now you go to, like I said, you can't compare Raleigh to New York or LA, you know what I'm saying? Or the Bay Area or, you know, even the, you know, Miami or you can't, Raleigh is just like, to me, I think of Raleigh as a really, really, like they said, it's a really, really big suburb, southern suburb. That's how I think about it. You know what I'm saying? And college sports reign supreme. That's just what it is.
And that's what we do.
You know, that's what we do. That's so
number one rival in the nation, UNC versus Duke.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah. Now, the history. Now, I would, because, you know, I'm an NC State grad. So
I
have to. I
go with it. Go with it. Let
it compels me. It compels me.
Yeah.
What people who are not either they're young or they're not from the area don't understand is before Coach K got to Duke, Duke was trash. It was Carolina and NC State. That was the rivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this was when state basketball was going back and forth.
When did they win the national championship?
It was like back in the 80s.
80s.
Yeah. I think maybe it was maybe one in the 70s, like late 70s. But definitely it was like, what, 82, 83?
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
so. Jimmy V won like
Jimmy V.
Was it one or two that he won? He won one. I think it was one that he won.
He only won one and then,
But all that to say.
We can't leave state out.
Well, it ain't even about that. I'm just saying a lot of people, that's the big. Now, I do agree. NC State, Carolina is a big rivalry in terms of national.
Carolina Duke.
I mean, yeah, Carolina Duke is one of the biggest college rivalries, you know what I'm saying, in terms of like national. But in terms of local in the history, you know what I'm saying, if you look at the history of the ACC and when Coach K came, Duke was trash.
Hey, Q said they won in 82. I appreciate 80, that, Q. 80,
yeah, I knew it was either 82 or 83.
Hey, Q, man, go ahead and hop on.
That man.
That
man on it, bro.
Yeah. So, you know, with that being said, when it comes to Raleigh, man, we definitely had some tragic news here.
Man, I was – so when this happened, we were actually downtown at Moore Square.
Yeah.
So Thursdays during the fall, they have jazz in the park. So they'll have like a – in this particular night, they had this ensemble of teenagers from – surrounding schools, and they are ensemble jazz, you know, horns, bass, the cello and all that stuff. Had a singer, beautiful. I mean, they were killing it. Had food trucks. It's a nice family atmosphere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And Gab sent me, she went to go get food and she sent me, you know, Shooter on the Loose. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah.
We outside right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's scary.
That's scary, man. So we definitely want to give the condolences to the families that lost the loved ones for that, man. And never want to hear about, you know, an active shooter in any city. And
scary,
it's sad,
bro.
You know, but for that to be right in our backyard, literally, they shut down Buffalo. I live off, you know,
right
close
off Buffalo.
To, I live close to, you know, very. So it was definitely.
It's in between where you stay and I stay, because I know it's kind of the midpoint.
Headingham.
Right off of Skycrest. Yeah, Headingham is not far.
Right here. So.
Skycrest, all that, Traywick, that area.
You know, definitely want to continue to send prayers, you know, to those individuals that lost a loved one. You know, definitely to the cop, a cop lost his life as well.
She was off duty. It was a woman, right? Or was it a guy?
I'm not sure.
I cannot remember.
I'm not sure.
But definitely it was an off duty cop from what I understand.
Yeah, yep.
And then when I heard, I think you sent me the video of the lady explaining how the shooter looked.
Yeah.
Like, it's a baby. He's like young, no facial hair.
Yeah.
Dude was 15, 16.
15. He shot his older brother.
Killed his older brother.
Yep.
I'm like, bro, what? Like, what is.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Hey, auntie.
So, you know, as much as we love the city, you know, this doesn't make me change how I feel about the city.
Yeah.
But it does give me a more high alert about, you know, just being more aware and be aware of my surroundings, because I can't get too comfortable.
Well, it's funny because I feel like I've always been that way, even before something like this happens close to home. But especially when you have young kids, as a dad, as the you know, you look at yourself as the protector.
Yeah, yeah.
You're always on.
Yeah.
When we out, like, I'm like, nah, like,
something don't feel right.
Something don't feel right, or if somebody don't look right, I'm aware. You know what I'm saying? Now, the side note to this conversation is, do you have your concealed carry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you ever carry?
So, before I did carry, I carried all the, everywhere I went. I carried. But someone recently stole my firearm.
Really?
Yeah, somebody stole my firearm. So I'm in the market for getting another one now. But before that, I carried everywhere, no matter where I was at. I carried and had it on me nine times out of ten.
Yeah. Now I took the class. I never actually went to the shoot range to like get affiliated with it. I've never actually like shot a handgun before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've shot a rifle before, like you know, back in the day, granddaddy 22 rifle. That ain't,
right.
But nothing compares to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That. You know, having a
definitely get more familiarized with it.
I need to, and that, it really sparked up a conversation between me and Gab because she even took the class before I did. Her mom, they did it a couple years ago,
right?
And this was when, you know, the civil unrest was going on, George Floyd protests. Niggas was going to get their gun, their care, like in droves,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So I got my certificate and everything, just never actually took that next step.
Yeah,
you know what
it's not a hard process.
Yeah.
Just take that certificate down to the sheriff's office, pay the fee, $95.
Right.
And
it was good information.
They'll do a background check on you. Mm-hmm. And then you got that. That's it. You've done the hard part. You taking the class is the hard part.
Yeah.
Just going down to the sheriff's office and paying the fee.
That's it. Yeah.
That's really it. And you, by the time you don't think about it, it'd been a mail. Like, you know, especially if you're not in the market for a firearm right now.
Yeah.
You're just sitting, you know, but before you know it, by about a week or two, you'll have it in your hands.
Yeah. And I guess to kind of extend this conversation about firearms and, you know, I think about it in terms of being a father, you know, having young kids in the house. That's the first thing that comes to mind when you are not somebody who's that affiliated with firearms.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, is it safe to have it around my kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
The way the guy explained it, black guy, I cannot remember his name to save my life. It's been a couple of years since I took class. Right. Very cool, very down to earth. He kind of explained it in layman's terms so everybody can understand.
Yeah.
But he's like, look, man, I said, guns have been around my house since my kids have been around.
Right.
So they are, it's understood that this is daddy's gun, right? It's not loaded. It's not loaded. But he purposely leaves it.
Invisible sight.
So they're used to seeing it.
Okay.
Right. They're used to seeing it. It's just a part of. It's a part of
their everyday life.
It's just like driving down the road and seeing the cell towers. Like, you don't think about a cell tower because it's a part of the natural landscape now. Seeing a cell phone tower, you know what I'm saying?
And that's kind
of or a water tower.
That's how it was for us as growing up.
Yeah,
you know, we always had firearms, you know, rifles, shotguns, always.
Yeah. Like my dad had a pistol. He had a revolver, but he didn't really keep it out like that. It was always like a taboo. Like, ooh, he got a gun, but it's like. Away. Sitting in the closet somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, nah, we definitely had guns. Pops kept them around the house.
Yeah, I know he stayed strapped. I know.
Yeah. So growing up,
it's just the normal.
It's a normal gun. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he was like, hey, go get the shotgun. We about to go hunt.
Yeah.
Or go get this. This is what this type of gun is, you know. So then now growing up, you know, keeping a firearm on me, It's really just kind of natural.
Natural, yeah.
Definitely go. A good place I like to go down here that's very knowledgeable is On Point right here.
Okay.
Spring Forest Road.
On Point.
That's a great. They very knowledgeable, high tech. And you know they even have classes that you can take. You know, just to get more familiarized with it.
It's an interesting conversation, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
that's
the first thing you think of is like, dang, like what if you're somewhere. And you have to do something, or you know, you can't, you don't have anything to protect yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of how I felt the other day.
Kind of feel.
Yeah,
yeah. Little auntie, she's like, shoot to kill. There's ain't no such thing as a warning shot. That's what I did learn.
Nah, not at all.
Ain't no, it's like, look, when you shoot your, when you discharge your ammo.
Yeah.
That's what the, even with the instructor, he's like, look, man, shoot to kill. Cause that's what your, that's what it's there for.
That's what it's there for.
You know what I'm saying?
Protect yourself at all times.
Yeah. And then what is the castle doctrine? So like if you're inside your house, and it's not just a house, your castle could be your car.
Yeah.
It could be the store that you're in.
Yep.
Any dwelling for what I understand. Yep. If they enter that castle, you have the right to defend yourself.
And especially in the state of North Carolina.
Yeah, state of North Carolina.
Other states, it may be a little different.
I don't know nothing about that.
You know what I'm saying? A little different. Yeah. But
they operate off of castle doctrine. That's what I understand. Yep.
Yeah. You know, you sound like you did your homework on it a little bit.
A little bit.
So, yeah, man.
But, yeah, protect yourself, man. And I don't know, at the very least, anybody can buy a shotgun to keep it in the house for intruders, et cetera, from what I understand. So, you know, I'm all for, you know, protecting yourself. People, you know, it's become a controversial topic in terms of firearms, et cetera, but it's like, bro, at the end of the day, most people out here are law-abiding citizens.
Yeah.
It's the one idiot over here that lost his mind that, you know what I'm saying, that kind of messes up the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, now there's obviously people on both sides of the argument, but
you'll be surprised. I got a couple buddies. You'll be surprised how many people carry.
Yeah.
When you're out.
And you never know.
You never know.
It's concealed. I've seen it was a lady there. She was kind of showing women because she had like certain, you know, they got different types of garments and clothes and stuff. And she had like a dress on. You would have never known, bro. Yeah. It was sitting right here on her torso.
Hey, man.
She just
play whatever you want to.
Look, she pulled up and it's right here, bro. It's right here.
Play whatever you want to.
She's like, hey, don't. Yeah. So you never know. So yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Again, condolences to the families, to the people that are affected from this tragic shooting in the city of Raleigh. But yeah, what we want to move on?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. What you got for me?
But yeah, man. Kanye, bro. Kanye. Conye. Con.
Emphasis on con.
Emphasis on con.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How you feel about him?
Man, he has, I think he's, I finally jumped off the band, off, I want to say, that's a bad word, bandwagon. Uh-huh. I finally jumped off the fan train.
Yeah,
I finally jumped off, bro.
Okay. Based upon his last events?
Based upon the combination of his history, okay. His recent history. This was the last straw.
That was the last straw.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what broke the camel back.
Yes, that's what broke the camel. Because a lot of people, they be like, oh, so this the one thing that he done did all this? It's a combination. You know what I'm saying? At some point, you gotta draw the line. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck him. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just be frank with it. I've been stopped supporting Kanye. I don't buy his shoes.
Yeah.
I've never
actually owned a pair of Yeezys.
Never. I'm talking about back when, even when they had the Yeezys and Nike in the Nike. Never.
Yeah.
I can't.
So when did it stop for you?
It was specifically. So many different events, man. The MAGA hats, you know, supporting Trump, you know, actually embracing that.
So that's during the campaign of Trump and him endorsing Trump. That's when.
But yeah, that's really what it was. But as far as his shoes, I never really cared for his shoes anyway.
Me personally, me neither. Now I'm not a sneakerhead. I've never been nothing
music,
of the sort.
I did like I.
That's what kept me on.
It was so. I can't take away from. But at the same time, I'm not gonna allow his music to allow me to disregard who he is as a person
and how he's affecting
and how he's. Yes.
Yeah.
We canceled R. Kelly.
Well, and I was about to bring him up.
We canceled R. Kelly
because
of his actions.
I was comparing. So this, my thing is like, hey man, he ain't out here molesting girls. So I'll give him one next try. That R. Kelly set the bar. Now, obviously, that's as low as you can go, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
Besides murdering people and, you know, domering people, and that's a whole other conversation. But that's
boy,
what
you
that's you know
boy,
what I'm saying?
Stupid. Yeah,
that's the real deal. But no, like in real talk, like I was really real. She said, Monty said, she was like, I was rooting for him because I know he had mental issues. But when the train derails, you have to jump off. Or you'll go down with it. I agree.
Yeah.
That's good. I think a lot of times people, they kept blaming it. It was easy to blame it on his diagnosis of being, you know, bipolar and all that. And here's the thing. After watching Genius, the documentary on Netflix.
I seen it.
Have you seen it, right?
I saw it.
This nigga been, he been the same dude since day one.
Yeah.
Forget about a bipolar or narcissist, none of all this, all these disorders and diagnoses, bro. Kanye been Kanye since day one.
Yeah,
he's been the same nigga since day one, bro.
And
his mom was his was the biggest cheerleader. She now, I'm not saying that as a bad thing, because you know, as a parent, as a mother, father, you should affirm, you should what's the right word I'm looking for?
Support.
You should continuously validate your kids and push them in the directions that they need to go.
And you should do that not only as a parent, you should do that as a friend, as a relative.
Yes.
But at the same time,
yeah,
as much as you're supporting this mother, I know we on live, we got a few people up there, you know. Yeah, as much as you support this individual, you also got to tell this individual when he's wrong.
Yeah, and so I think that's what. Go ahead.
That's what's not happening. I love what J. Cole said in his song.
Yes.
You know, people keep egging him on.
That man was spitting, boy.
Yeah, he keep egging him on, and some of us over here really idolized you for the music that you put out.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't idolize you with the action in which you're doing.
Again, intention versus impact. Even if your intention is well-meaning, the impact, when you choose not to acknowledge the impact that you're having,
uh-huh,
that's when you're losing me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you got these young kids who are just blindly following, because that's what, you know, at the end of the day, that's what young kids mm-hmm. gonna do. So that's why it's like all the more reason to have a sense of responsibility and, you know, take accountability for the impact that you're having, bro.
So what do you think his intent was behind that shirt?
Honestly, I feel like he's just a big troll, to sum it up.
I don't think so. I don't think trolling.
What do you think?
That's really what he felt. I feel like that's really, you just go back and look at all his.
It's so confusing.
Interviews. Even when, what was the interview he just recently did on?
It was on Fox. I saw the most recent one I saw was on Fox. Fox News.
His statements. He really believes that. He really believes that. And you look at his interviews about Trump. He said mm-hmm. Trump is a good person.
Yeah.
He's not trolling. He believes.
He truly believes this.
And then when he was in the Shade Room headquarters, and him and Candace, what's her name?
Candace Owens
was
another clown.
Exactly. Yeah. Their statements, they really, really believe everything that they're putting out.
Yeah.
For you to wear a White Lives Matter shirt, you really feel like that. And I love something that you just posted the other day. You was like,
Van Lathan?
Yeah. Van Lathan said, either you're an idiot or you really just don't.
Yeah.
Break it down. What did he say?
Basically, to sum it up, Van Lathan, and for those of you watching right now or listening on the recording, when you're watching and listening, Van Lathan was the guy who basically told Kanye off at TMZ. He used to work at TMZ mm-hmm. a few years ago.
Oh, it was TMZ, not Shade Room. It was TMZ. Headquarters.
He was at TMZ, and with this one, Kanye, when he said slavery was a choice, and he was going in. Candace Owens was there apparently at that time too. That's her man's.
Mm-hmm.
And Van Lathan basically told him off, like, "Yo, nigga, you tripping?" Basically, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. basically what I'm talking about in terms of intent versus impact is he don't see the impact of his words.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand. You understand that you are a big person, that you are a big personality, but you don't understand your impact. Now, recently, Van Lathan, he has another podcast. I can't remember the name of it, but he was talking about, he was like, either Kanye is ignorant and stupid
mm-hmm.
or he is evil. He said, I'd rather him be ignorant because you can fix ignorance.
Yes.
You can fix stupid. You know what I'm saying? You can't fix evil.
You
know what I'm saying? You can't fix evil.
Because that's what you intend
right.
on from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You're doing malicious things.
And this is the thing that kills me. When people like Kanye, white, black, whoever, when their excuse for saying all this stuff that's detrimental to black people or mm-hmm. people of color, that they use it, they do it under the guise of freedom of speech.
Nah, that
I hate that, bro.
Yeah.
I hate that. It's like, no, freedom of speech. I can say, it's like, bro, yeah, freedom of speech, but it's not freedom from consequence. And understanding that with freedom comes big responsibility to understand the impact. You know what I'm saying?
Your freedom of speech is hurting the very people that put you on that same platform that you're on right
now.
Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Like, your freedom of speech is,
Kanye may be, this may be one of the biggest betrayals in the black community in the last 20, 30 years, in my opinion. Betrayals in terms of turning your back on the people, a person
20 who, oh you said 20 30 years. When did Fred Hampton die?
Fred Hampton, that was like what, 67?
Yeah, yeah. 60s? So that was very betrayal. So you
no, I said in 20 30
that's
years.
That's why I said you said 20 30 years.
Yeah. Basically in my lifetime, I'm 32. Okay. You 34, right. 35. In our lifetime, this is one of the biggest in terms of cultural betrayals, letdowns.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
This is probably one of the biggest cultural letdowns in
that's dope.
In our
that's,
lifetime.
That's tough. That's tough.
You know?
That's tough. And we put so much, we for so many years, we was like, he's just doing that because he lost his mom. We ignored the signs.
Yeah.
We ignored everything.
Well, I would say yes and no. I think we ignored it in the sense of we love his music. That's why we ignored it. But we acknowledge that, okay.
We did the same thing with R. Kelly.
Well, I would say the only reason I say from my personal perspective, R. Kelly was different only because I was not aware. You hear things. Now, this is pre-internet. We grew up in, again, millennials born in the early 90s. We are the last generation to grow up, to know what it is to grow up without the internet.
Yeah.
And the internet come on and what it is now.
Yeah.
We're the last generation. That's why I think that makes our generation special. But that's a side note. That's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is when all this R. Kelly stuff was coming out, you hear stuff.
No, but, I knew well, he was out here peeing on motherfuckers.
No, I heard it. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm saying I visually and mentally, like, I wasn't totally aware. Like, you hear, again, growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was a different time where if you hear something, it's like, okay, that's cool. Step in the net. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it was because I was younger. But if I was a grown man then, maybe I would have looked at it a little bit differently. Now, it didn't really hit me until I watched that documentary on, what was it, Lifetime? One of them, when the documentary about R. Kelly. When
it came on Netflix.
No, it was Netflix, but it aired on TV
first. So that was a couple
TV
years ago.
First, a couple years ago. That's when it really hit me. I'm like, bro, I was totally oblivious.
I'm going to tell you.
I was like.
Just like you just said, we grew up in the era with internet, you know. You know, this. I'm gonna say this. I saw a couple of videos.
I ain't seen not no. Hey, I don't even want to see it.
No, you know, when you're young, you know, just like the Kim K tape.
Yeah, I think we all seen that.
We had a lot. I had a lot of computers with a lot of viruses on it for those very reasons.
Aside from downloading MP3s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all young people, y'all know nothing about that. But go ahead.
So I say all that to say I knew of a lot of the things that he was doing.
Right.
You know, but I was also young and I have relatives and cousins that, you know, are fanatics of R. Kelly. So, you know, just hearing all the, hey, you know, he actually dated Aaliyah.
Yeah.
He actually
weird,
did this.
Weird, bro. Weird.
You know, so but at some point I had to be like, I think it was like 2015, 2016. It was like, yo, I can't do it. I can't support R. Kelly. So I say all that to say this. We did the exact same thing with Kanye where we disregarded a lot of what he did and said because of his music.
True.
But we as fans,
yeah,
we have to start taking accountability for these.
We got to start holding
them. We got to start holding them. I'm sorry. I did say it wrong. Not
start.
Yeah, we got to start holding them accountable
for
their actions, regardless of how great their music is, regardless of how great we love them as an artist. They're human individuals first, artists second.
Right.
So you know, the court not going to, the court system, if you kill it, if an artist kill a person right now, they going to send them to jail. They don't care what their rap name is. They going to send them to jail.
So to that point, do you agree with people who say, you know, they choose not to watch The Cosby Show anymore because of that point.
Are you
on the same note with Bill Cosby, or is it, do you believe that's different? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Just
curious. Bill Cosby is
put him pop. I'm sorry, y'all.
That Jello. Put him pop. What are you talking about? I think here's the thing. Hold him accountable. Hold him accountable for all his actions. But do I think everything was true about that? Absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't believe. There's no based upon what I, now I could be naive, I could be ignorant. I don't know. I don't know the full facts about it. I can't remember it, first of all. But based upon what I remember about that case, there was, it was all accusations.
Yeah.
It was nothing. Nothing's proven.
Nothing substantial that you
that, that,
you,
that was proven that you know based, of, based upon that you what know I know of.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Again, you know, y'all tell me in the comments, you know, am I right or am I wrong? Was anything proven about Biz Cosby, or were all these same thing with Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Has it been proven?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. It's tough, man. It really is. Cause
now am
cause
I saying
the Cosby show was monumental, man. It now, was like
am I saying it's right to? No, to do I'm not. It, to do I'm not what saying he's accused if he if he did all of that, charge him.
Yeah, right.
Charge him. But you have a man in jail that hasn't been proven that he's done any of. That's where I'm at with Bill Cosby. Same thing with Deshaun Watson. I'm not saying Deshaun Watson is innocent, but what I'm saying is
that man. Look, Deshaun Watson. He would get some happy endings. That's all. I don't believe that nothing happened. That's all I'm saying. I don't believe that nothing happened.
I'm not saying that it didn't happen. I'm saying prove it.
Hey.
I'm saying prove it.
Can you massage my hamstring?
Yeah.
Deep hamstring.
Boy, you stupid. So let's do this. What? Let's do this. Let me hop on live, and then
All right.
And then, you know, I have some, you know, people, because and tell everybody to hop over on my live if they're following me.
All right. Yo, Mercedes about to go live, and then I'm going to plug his phone up so everything can be connected on his end. All right. I appreciate y'all. Hop on Mercedes in the next couple minutes, all right?
We on. We back, man. Sorry for that delay right there, everyone.
We had to get our technicalities in order. You know what I'm saying?
Spark Dog, what's happening?
What up, Mark? Cube Mark.
Reese. OG Reese. Yo, what's happening? What's happening?
What's up? What's going on?
How y'all, man?
What up with you?
What's up? What's up? OG Reese.
Betty, you let me in.
Yeah.
You lie.
You on restricted minutes.
What's good, Q?
Angela, how you?
What's good?
How you doing?
Life
with restrictions.
Don't be restricting me.
I'm great, man. You know, I'm great.
This is awesome.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you guys.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate the support.
Oh, is that B-Barnes in the background?
Yeah.
What's good?
Can you hear him?
B-Barnes.
QP, what's happening, bro?
What's happening,
QP,
bro?
QP, boo, 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 boo.
What up, Reese?
How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
So this next topic, I think, can definitely involve both insights. I think y'all can definitely add some perspective to this.
Real quick, before we get to that point, I just want to get, being that we got somebody live, I want to get somebody's quick take on Kanye.
Okay.
Keyword Con, Kanye.
What are your thoughts on Kanye?
My thoughts on Kanye. I'm a little concerned about Kanye. I'm a little worried. Mental health is so important. We all know this, especially in the Black community. And he is really he's pushing the limits. I'm really, I'm rooting for Kanye.
Facts.
Been rooting for him since college dropout. I need the college dropout Kanye.
I think Brandon made a great point earlier.
I think he's gone.
I think he's gone.
I agree, but
Brandon made a good point. He was like, this is the same Kanye that he's been for years. If you go back and watch his documentary that was just on Netflix, what, Genius?
Genius. He's been the same. Narcissistic.
Yes.
Self, he's been that guy from day one. He's came off as a musical genius, which in his own right he was. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
fuck him.
That's where I'm at. That's where we at with.
Wait, what you think, Q? What you think?
We trading Kanye in? Who we trading him in for?
Hey man, Sheesh. Give me a.
We can't cancel Kanye.
Give me Jack Harbaugh. What is Jack?
Jack Harlow.
Yeah, Jack Harlow. Hey, give me what's the comedian name? What's the comedian?
My man's
Gary Owens.
Yeah,
give me Gary Owens.
Look, he married a Black woman too.
They getting divorced though.
They're not together.
Give me the Kansas City wide receiver. Casey.
The tight end.
Kelsey. Give me Kelsey, man.
He got rhythm. I like him. He cool.
And the Rams wide receiver too. I got a lot to choose from. Give me them, and y'all can take Kanye.
We're gonna sub him out.
Yeah, no, it ain't no sub, man. Hey, trade. It's a full off trade, man. Hey, ain't hey, look. Buy that contract out.
No, I don't even care to trade him. Just let him go. Oh.
Just let him go.
Hey, him and AB, man, put that shit on. It's on the beat,
yeah. Put that shit on. Put that shit on.
Him and AB can go, man.
Oh, snap. What you got, Q?
Barnes, I'm with you, bro. I was kind of giving them the benefit of the doubt. Again, like you alluded to with your brother-in-law and the Lauryn Hill situation.
Yeah.
The dropout was big for me. That was the time when I was going to college, and you know, yes. And so I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
It was like a combination of that, the MAGA incident, the slavery comment,
mm-hmm.
the recent incident. Is like, all right, bro. I mean, I'm done.
I believe you now. I'm yeah.
Done. So yeah, I believe. Yeah.
Facts.
Sure. Hey, Sharice, I'm with you right there. Kanye is definitely in the sunken place. Y'all, hey man, hey, if y'all don't know, this is the phenomenal, amazing, the OG of all planning. If you need a planner, that hit Reese up, man. She's more than a planner to me now. There's like sis, that's family now.
Have y'all seen the pictures? Have y'all seen the videos from Mercedes' wedding, Mercedes Mariah's wedding? It was one for the books, man. Like, beautiful.
So she's
and from the sweet surprise.
Yes, she's responsible for all of that. She did Sharice's wedding. Phenomenal outcome for that as well. If you need a planner, man, tap in with her, man. She's amazing at what she's doing. She's trying to retire. I would not let her retire.
You can't retire. No.
I cannot let her retire. She's too good at what she does, man. So that's what she's doing right now. She's yes. taking care of someone's wedding right now.
We're at the Marriott in Greensboro.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. Angela, we can't forget Angela as well. She's phenomenal at what she does.
It's the bridal style.
Yes.
Thank you, Sonny.
Absolutely, man. I know you got big things to do today.
Yeah.
Yes, and love you guys.
Love.
I appreciate y'all coming and chiming in.
And I behaved. I did so well.
Yeah. I'm proud of you. your minutes got extended for next time.
I love it. See you guys.
All right, take it easy.
Be easy.
So cute.